talk about this a little bit of this, the kind of the notion of women in space and how they're, it should just be a professional kind of, you know, egalitarian kind of scientific experience, but it's not because people still have hormones.
Yes, people have hormones, and that's something that was shown quite dramatically in one of those. Remember, I was telling you about that simulation, that mock Mars mission that I tried to get on. Well,
right.
there was one that happened some years back. I think it was 99, and it was a simulated, you know, long duration mission, and it was mixed genders and mixed cultures, and it just everything went wrong. They had a Canadian astronaut candidate, and there was the Russian the commander of the Russian team. The two modules supposedly docked. Anyway, it was New Year's Eve, and some alcohol had been smuggled in. And the Russian commander tried to. He said, "So I think his line, and here's a pickup line for you. I think what he said was, 'I haven't been smoking in 6 months. Kiss me. It's much better.'"
Oh, that's good.
And then he pushes her out of range of the camera and kisses her, you know, tongue kisses her a couple of times. She's very upset by this. She's been pretty stressed out by the whole thing anyway. The Japanese member of the crew decides he's had it with the Russians watching pornography. It's making him uncomfortable. He opens the hatch or he quits. Anyway, it's not just the mixed genders, the cultures and cultural misunderstandings.
But then
you have the Lisa Nowak case, and that was another love triangle with diapers.
Well, but back to the idea of the mixed genders in space. I mean, it does. I mean, if we're talking about sending a mission to Mars, if we really are talking about sending people, then what's the prevailing wisdom right now on how they're going to get? How many people could they send to Mars? And is it in everybody's best interest to have, you know, a married couple go to Mars so that in case there's some sort of hormone thing how do you regulate that? Or you give everybody saltpeter in their diet? Or I mean, how do you do that?
Mike Collins, you know, the Apollo 11 astronaut, he was talking about in one of his books, and his conclusion at the end of it was, jokingly, the only solution would be to send a cadre of eunuchs up there because NASA had. I spoke to someone at NASA Ames who has sort of done some conversations and dialogues about this in research, and he said, you know, the married couples. The reason NASA doesn't send married couples is that if something goes wrong. If there's an explosion or things that go dreadfully wrong and everyone is killed, then you've lost the whole family. And if they have kids, you know that's now they're orphans. And that's part of it. The other part of it is that you're supposed to be focused on and devoted to the mission. And if you're in an emergency, say somebody's out on a spacewalk, something goes wrong, and you need to get them back inside the capsule. Well, at least during Apollo, anyway, the prevailing advice was if something goes wrong and they die or they're dying or whatever, you cut them loose. You don't risk the lives of the people on the mission trying to be heroic and get them back in. And if you had a married couple, that would be a very difficult decision to make. You'd probably side with your spouse and not with the mission.
Well, why don't you send a married couple that's not getting along?
A married, soon-to-be divorced couple.
Yeah, a married couple with issues. And that should cut down on all that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that I'll suggest that to my people at my contacts at NASA. This guy said that, because I said, down in Antarctica, which is used as a analog for space because it's the same sort of isolated, confining environment, small groups of people. He said for years they didn't want to. They did not send any women down because they thought it would cause people to be competing and having fistfights and jealousy and distraction. And then they finally broke down because it was beginning to seem sort of sexist to not have any women down there. They said, okay, we'll let women come down. So the first season they have two women. One is a nun and the other one is a woman. I saw a photograph of her. She was like in her 50s and wearing a large cross. So... They were definitely taking care not to make it a very volatile mix of male and female. But then, as over time, they they had more women going down to Antarctica, and everyone agreed people were more productive. They showered more. There were fewer fart jokes, which to my mind is sort of a tragedy. But this, the guy at Ames that I talked to about mixed gender versus same gender, he said he did a research project to see how efficient three different types of crews, all male, all female, and mixed gender. And he said it was by far the mixed gender that was most efficient. I said, really, it wasn't the women? I kind of thought maybe the women would be. He said, and he said very bravely, no, you can't have all the chit-chat.
Oh, that's interesting. So the mixed gender people were on their best behavior.
Having men and women together just kind of normalizes the situation.
Right.
But I think with a Mars mission, what it's like just to, you have a roommate. I used to call it the proximity effect. You know, you put people in a can together, and there's going to be people are going to develop attractions. And I don't know how that's going to work. He was saying you maybe send single people who are okay with non-monogamous relationships. And what happens in Antarctica a lot, and one of the astronauts, Andy Thomas, who spent some time on Mir, he said that what tends to happen in Antarctica is people couple up for the duration of the mission, and they know it's going to end at the end of it, and it's just something that you do as a way of support and comfort and just a way to get through a very difficult situation. And so you are coupled for the mission, and that's it. And maybe you'd have single people or understanding spouses. I interviewed a cosmonaut who said, he said, if I were on a Mars mission, he said, my wife is an intelligent woman. She knows I'm not completely faithful to her on Earth, so let it be in Mars.